Oh, yeah, definitely exciting week. You know, unfortunately, it's a short week for us, but, you know, today was a good day. You know, a lot of guys were in here, you know, in and out of the tubs, getting stretching in, working on their bodies, and we had a pretty good walk throughout there today, so it was a good start to the week.
Do you think you can go out and be sharp on this short of a rest? I mean, what goes into that?
Yeah, a lot of mental preparation. You know, obviously, you know, they're going to take it easy on us physically this week. And we'll see what happens. You know, it's tough anytime you play a tough, you know, hard game Sunday, and then you got to turn around and play on Thursday. You know, it's only a few days in there. But like I said, you know, we'll take care of our bodies, and I think the main thing is to get ready mentally.
Dallas has given up a lot of points, a lot of yards, both passing and rushing, but they have DeMarcus Ware and some good players. What do you see? How much have you got a chance to look at them so far?
Yeah, they're a good defense. A lot of good players on that defense. We're definitely aware of all those guys. Like I said, we have our own problems that we have to correct, and you know, we're doing that each and every day. But like I said, I thought you know, we started off today pretty good with the walkthrough, and we got a good jump on them.
What's it like on a play like that where you're about to get hit and you've got to know that you're going to get hit and you got to throw off the back foot, but you say, you know, I'm going to take the hit, and you get the touchdown? A, you probably didn't even see it, right?
No, I saw the celebration.
Right.
But that's a play, you know, we've been running for a long time there, and Marcel's a guy that you can trust is going to be there, and you know he's going to run a good route, and you know, sometimes you have to give him an opportunity and let your guys go up and make a play. And he made a great play. You know, it's, and sometimes you got to stand in there and take that hit, and you know, I'll take a hit every time for a touchdown.
Michael Rivera told us that he's been 100% cleared, ready to go, passed every computer test. How good does that feel to have him back out there? He said that you and he sort of developed rapport during your tryout. He was one of the guys that can run around out there catching balls.
Right, I've enjoyed throwing Mike for a while now. You know, he's a good talent. He, another guy, he just goes about his business each and every day, works hard, you know, pays attention, listens, does everything he has to, does the right things, runs great routes for us. He's a big part of our offense. He's improving each and every week, so that's a big plus for us that he's been playing this week.
To have Dennis come out on Sunday night and say Matt's our starter, is that just one less thing that you gotta get out of your brain? You know, is it? I'm sure it's not much of a factor, but just to have it done.
Yeah, no, it feels good. That kind of, you know, have to, you know, wonder or deal with it this week. It kind of gives you, you know, some relaxing, you know, in terms of mental preparation. Kind of just focus on Dallas now, and you know, not have to worry about who's starting.
Given how many points that they do score, does it put a premium on you guys scoring touchdowns over field goals because Dallas can't?
I mean, you know, regardless of who you're playing, that's kind of the, you know, objective is to score points when you get in the red zone, and we didn't do too good of a job on that Sunday, so that's something we have to work on within the next few days. But you know, especially against Dallas, you know, like you said, that offense has been doing some good things this year, so it's crucial that when we get in the red zone, we have to score touchdowns.
Obviously, you're no stranger to the big stage. How exciting is it to play on national television on Thanksgiving Day? You know, that's one of the premier times to play.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us. I'm sure everybody is, you know, growing up watching that game on Thanksgiving with their families, and you know, be a part of it is, you know, something special. So we're all looking forward to it. We're excited about it, and it's going to be a tough atmosphere for football. But like I said, we'll handle it. We'll work on it the next couple of days, and we'll be prepared.
How can this team do better on third down?
Just keep at it. Keep improving. You know, watch more film if we have to. Continue to work the routes, the reads. Communicate with guys. You know, just more of the things that we're already doing. Just continuing to preach it and work on it. Obviously, there's, you know, it's not a lot of things that are difficult there. But like I said, it's, you know, we're right there. We just have to work a couple of the kinks out.
When you look at that cut up on the third downs, I think you had two conversions in the first drive and then only won the rest of the game. Do you see on there almost every one like, oh, that was right there. We could have had it if we had done this.
You know? I mean, we're that close. You know, we're that close. And as frustrating as it is, it's, you know, it's good to see how close we are. So, you know, like I said, we're communicating with one another. I mean, that's never been an issue. And, you know, just continue to practice it. That's really all we can do. But like I said, we're right there. We're really close. It's only a matter of time before we kind of break out and have a big game like that.
I know that you haven't played with him yet, but having Veld here be able to come back and this line continually gets healthier and healthier, how much of a benefit is it to have a guy like that on a line that's getting healthy?
Yeah, it's great to see Jared back, and you know, he's such a big part of that line, and he has been since he's been here. But what's, you know, what's great is that we've had so many guys step in and do a tremendous job. You know, guys playing tackle, guys playing guard. You know, I was really proud of those guys and how they work and how they're willing to accept any role that the coaches give them.
Dennis Allen said it looked like the offense executed a little bit better in the second half. As a young QB, are you constantly adjusting and, you know, looking at what you've done in the first two games and making sure that you come back?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're trying to, you know, gain as much experience as you can by playing. And, you know, obviously I don't have a lot of experience at playing at this level yet. But I was good to see the way we made those adjustments at halftime. We came out, you know, we fought, we put some good drives together, and we put a drive together at the end when we needed one.